This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls and feedback. We got a Mike in Lapeer here on 97.1. Hi, Mike. Mike, go ahead.
Mike.
Yeah, hello. All for right. some reason, I lost the signal. All hey, right. Doug, I'm picking up a lot of dad vibes from your Commissioner Sport thing.
Yeah, probably.
Do you make your kids finish their broccoli and sit at that table till it's gone?
Yep.
Yeah, because we used to do that, and I'll tell you, I'm 60, in my 60s now, yeah. But my parents taught me when my kids wouldn't eat that. They'll eat when they're hungry.
Yeah, so, well, that's not the way we do it.
I know. I'm
here's a different thing, Mike, though. Nobody else is impacted if my kids don't eat their dinner.
Well, the price of your vegetables goes up.
Yeah, but it's in our household are the only people that are impacted. In this negotiation, there's a lot more people than the players and the owners that are impacted. They sure do want us to feel a sense of ownership when it comes to spending our money and being part of their product, right?
Well, I'm more on Gators. I would meet on Tuesday. Let everybody talk on Monday after the weekend. Then they talk on Tuesday. Then they talk, every day until you talk?
Yep. Well, it's worked out so well in the past the way this. We've never had any issues and never missed any games. So, I mean, look, that's just the way I feel, and that's what I would do if I were the commissioner of sports.
Sarcasm.
Feedback coming in. Doug, you're right. That's why juries always reach a verdict before the weekend. That's from Ken in Brooklyn. Sorry, Doug, but your fifth-grade teacher idea isn't effective in the real world for billion-dollar negotiations. Doug, okay, you two go sit in the corner until you have nice words to say about each other. I'm sorry, but this is the real world, not a kindergarten class.
You're not looking at nice words to say to each other. You're looking at a discussion.
Yeah.
Get the dialogue going.
I don't even care if they talk. I just don't want them to ignore the issue until we start missing games. And there's no sense of urgency now. And there should be. Because this is how we don't miss games, is by handling it now, as opposed to waiting until people start missing checks and fans start missing games. Unnamed texter, fans have no rights and don't matter. Loyalty doesn't matter to owners or players. Fans feel entitled and a false emotional attachment to a concept that they can possibly reciprocate the emotions back. It's from an unnamed texter. Baseball had one of the best seasons ever with Otani, Vladdy Jr., the crazy NL West race, and all of it coming off of the no-fan season. Baseball has so much to gain and everything to lose. I just don't understand why this is happening. Well, when they canceled that season, Gator, I was much younger, and I remember saying at the time, that's it, I'm done with baseball. I am done with baseball. I'm not watching anymore. I'm so mad. And, of course, that was unrealistic.
Right.
But it did last for probably several years where I just didn't watch. Now, it was easy because the Tigers weren't particularly competitive. And I do remember people, I was doing talk radio at the time, and people would call up and ask me baseball, if they ever had baseball topics. I was like, I don't know. I don't watch. And I was really, really dying on the hill. But it did reverberate for a few years where I just didn't care.
Well, I mean, you weren't alone. Baseball was kind of dying there until the home run chase.
Yep.
No, there's a hangover effect for sure that they should be aware of. I mean, you know, it might take – you don't want to lose a year or two, especially after the pandemic year with no fans like the text mentioned. I mean – Yeah, I mean, you, for your job, kind of maybe had to pay attention to someone. There's people out there that be like, I'm out for at least a couple years. I mean, they may be back, and we all know they'll be back, but like I said, you can't just sacrifice a couple years, you know, if you're baseball or any sport. I mean, there is a hangover effect.
I think about the hockey lockout that they had and how I felt about that one. I was more encouraged by that one because the system was broken. They had to fix it. And when they did fix it, they fixed it and they tied everything to revenues. It made sense what they did. They actually put together a business plan that made sense to keep the game alive and grow at a sustainable pace. And hockey's been fine ever since. Now, they had to attach a salary cap to make it happen. I don't think baseball is going to do that. And baseball seems like they never want to do that. And yet it's the obvious choice or the obvious solution, I guess.
Well, look, it certainly leads to parity. The Red Wings were a benefactor of a no-cap league. And there are definitely teams in the majors that are benefactors of no cap.
Oh, God.
I mean, the biggest difference is, yes, everybody can spend the money. It's what you can overcome when you spend bad money. You can't overcome it as easily in the small and middle markets when you sign a bad contract.
You know, when you look at Max Scherzer signing a deal that's going to pay him $43 million a year for each of the next 3 years, and then you look at the payrolls for Baltimore, Pittsburgh, teams like that, the bottom,
yep,
where they're right around that, it's ridiculous. Baseball has a problem and they need to fix it. And I think the solution, if you're not going to have a salary cap, what you need is a basement. You need to have these teams spend money on players. And if they can't spend the money on the players, then they don't belong in the league.
It's one of those questions where I've thought about that myself and I like it. I'm just not quite sure how to enforce it. If a team's like, we offered money and players didn't take it. We offered money to free agents, and they got bigger offers from the bigger clubs. So what are we supposed to do? So I get where you're coming from, but that's one of the challenges.
Yeah, well, that is a challenge. And the other side of it is then you also have you continue to have this luxury tax, or this ceiling tax, if you will. If you spend more than, you know, $180 million on a payroll, then you're just going to have to start paying more money into the tax. And then that money goes to whatever in the league. But I think you have to start by forcing teams to spend some money, because it's ridiculous when you have the situation that we have right now. You have teams that have payrolls over $200 million, teams that have payrolls less than 40.
Okay. One thing that happened last night before everything got shut down is Chris Taylor signed. Did you see his contract?
I did not.
What was the number?
What was it? Do you remember where you decided he would be overpaid and he might go on the
list? I think I settled down at 4 and 44, 11 a year.
So if he made 11 a year. Yeah. So if he made more than that, he would.
He was overpaid.
Yeah, he would go on the list.
He would go on the list of people Gator strongly dislikes. Is that correct?
Look, that was what you guys said. I just thought that was the determination. That I think we way overpaid if it's more than that. What did he get?
4 years, $60 million.
This guy. Way to go, Tolliver. Nice job. Who paid him?
The Dodgers.
Dodgers. Back. Yeah.
$60 million, Chris Taylor. 4 years.
Have fun with that.
Is he on the list?
He's not on the list. It's not his fault. It's not his fault that he's getting overpaid.
Is it the Dodgers?
Yep.
The Dodger, you need
to but specific for signing Chris Taylor to a four-year, $60 million deal. It's not.
They don't need to go on the list. It's just, I think he's way overpaid at that.
Wow. Okay. Then we won't put him on the list. I've started dating when guys make the list. I wish I'd been doing that all along. Because you haven't put somebody in the list since October 7th.
Yeah, put him on the list just to put him on the list. You got to earn it.
Yeah, well, we thought you would put Chris Taylor on the list.
Well, it just seemed like a very strong dislike for kind of random a little bit.
Like, it's kind of random.
Well, this guy started getting mentioned as in like the Tigers need to sign this guy. Forget that.
Well, because they needed a shortstop. He can play shortstop. I'm just saying that's why his name is coming up.
I know, but it's like that was like the most underwhelming potential signing ever. is that we get Chris Tucker at, you know, whatever.
Does he go in the queue?
It's not him.
The Dodgers go in the queue?
The Dodgers, I don't like the Dodgers to begin with. They're not in queue. It's just the situation is just dumb. You want desperately for this to be on the list.
No, we're fine.
On the list. It's just dumb.
Do you remember what the last thing you put on the list was?
I don't.
Zubaz pants.
Oh, man,
how did it take until October for those to be on? I felt like that should have been
because
a list.
It came back up.
It came back up, yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Todd in St. Clair. Hi, Todd.
Terwilliger, what's his name?
Taylor Swift.
Hello.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, go ahead, Todd.
Oh, so I just had a bizarre idea. Why not do this? Why not take the top 25% of teams with the highest payroll, have them play for a division, the next 25% of payroll they play, and so then you're going to have four teams coming out of four different quadrants based on the money they spend on their payroll.
Why do that?
And then they go to the playoffs, and then they all play each other, and, you know, why not do that?
Why would you?
Why not?
Well, that's a great reason.
That way, you know, that they can manipulate their salary structures to maybe slide into a lower division.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the end goal of that is. You may as well just kick teams out of the league, right? May as well kick teams out of the league. 248-539-9797, Alex in Harrison Township. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Not much. We're just going to keep it short and sweet and say Chris Taylor signed it for $15 million to the Dodgers. You guys said it was overpaid. I agree, but when you look at the income tax in California, he's not going to get nearly that in the final number. And I know that came up in, I forgot whose deal it was, but yeah. I saw the stat the other day, they'd have to pay almost $100 million more to match another team from the league. So that could be why. I mean, I think, you know, but it's just interesting.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any comments?
No, I think it's great. Give a guy $15 million a year who averages 17 home runs, 67 RBIs, hits 261. Quick, give him a $15 million a year contract. What's Nick Castellanos going to sign for? Because if I'm Nick's agent, I'm going to be like, hey, look at this. Did you see that Thompson just got this contract for $15 million a year?
Thompson.
Did you see that?
Doug, can I talk to you real quick?
Just us?
Yes.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
I feel like, you correct me if I'm wrong here, Gator like hates versatility or something. Like Taysom Hill, a guy that doesn't have a real position. Chris Tucker, Taylor, whatever you want. Gator Thompson wants to call him. He can play center field, shortstop, second base. Like, he doesn't like him getting paid.
I think.
Is there something there?
There might be something there. Here's what it
is. Pick a position?
I think he doesn't like guys who get hyped for really any reason.
Oh.
And when guys get hyped for versatility, mm-hmm. I think that just feeds
into that. But this is all he's doing is playing other positions.
Yeah, he might not be playing them well, but I think that's what the core of this is. He doesn't like hype.
Okay.
And guys that get hyped for their versatility really irritate.
Well, they're getting paid. Yeah. Taysom Hill, Chris Tucker, right?
Yep.
Can I talk?
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't mind versatility. What I mind is overvaluing that versatility.
Hype. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Hype.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.